This is We've Got Issues on Interlochen Public Radio, a weekly chat about the political state we live in. Good morning, I'm David Castleman. The state's largest school district could run out of money as soon as April. That's what officials from Detroit Public Schools say. Detroit schools are already hundreds of millions of dollars in debt, and the state legislature and the governor are trying to figure out what to do about it. It's possible Michigan taxpayers could be on the hook for what's being called a bailout of upwards of $700 million. Here to talk is Jake Neer. He's state capitol reporter for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Hi, Jake.
Hey, David.
So there are two plans right now being debated in Lansing. One's in the Senate, one is in the House. Let's start with the Senate plan. What is it?
Well, the Senate plan is based largely in what Governor Rick Snyder proposed for DPS and trying to rescue the district in financial distress. It would basically restructure the district so that there would be an old district that exists only to service debt and collect taxes, whereas there would be a new district that would serve mostly to educate students that the state would try to set up through this, like you said, this bailout. So that's the nuts and bolts of it. There's a couple other things, like they would end the Education Achievement Authority experiment, the EAA, that no one's really defending at this point. But basically, it's set up so that the district could be reorganized and they could set up this new district for educational purposes.
And where does the money come from to pay for this?
Well, this has changed a little bit in recent weeks. The governor originally proposed that this comes out of the school aid fund, which would mean that school districts all over the state would basically foot the bill for this. But now he's gone back on that since his budget presentation this month. Now he's saying that this should come out of tobacco settlement money, which is a ongoing source of revenue. It's something that lawmakers wouldn't necessarily have to appropriate every single year. And it's the least controversial place, really, that this could come from.
So just to clarify, we're not talking about taking money from other school districts anymore.
At this point, that idea is pretty much dead.
Okay, so that's the Senate plan. What's come out of the state house?
Well, just last week, kind of out of nowhere, House Republicans dropped their own plan to address DPS. And this one is much more conservative, and it's sort of rooted in the same thought that you reorganize the district, like I said, into two districts as the governor is proposing, and also send the same amount of money, over $700 million from the state to DPS over the next 10 years. But things start getting a lot different when you delve into things like they added things that would restrict union activities, like what we've seen with these sick out protests. This would try to address those. It would restrict collective bargaining rights. It would make it so that new teachers would have basically a 401k program for retirement instead of the state retirement pension system. And it would also slow local control, the return to local control for eight years, so that we wouldn't have, DPS wouldn't have a fully elected school board for 8 years. That's much longer than what anyone else is talking about.
And why do you think the House came out with this plan? I mean, considering that the Senate plan was also endorsed by the governor.
Well, my read on it is, like I said, since it kind of came out of nowhere last week, I've seen myself in recent weeks, Detroit lawmakers facing some very serious pressure to take the deal that's in front of them in the Senate, which they've been negotiating with Republicans on for months. They have a list of demands, and Republicans say most of those demands have been met, but they're just holding out for a couple more things. So in recent weeks, some Republicans have been putting a lot of pressure on these Detroit lawmakers to take that deal. So my read on the House proposal is that even if it's not necessarily the intent of the bill, which I'm just not sure, the practical effect could be that this is an ultimatum to Detroit lawmakers to take the deal that's on the table in front of them right now, or this is the kind of thing that we could pass as Republicans by ourselves without your support. It's almost a threat in some ways.
And do Democrats really have much leverage here?
They do, and that's because, at least I think they do, because in the Senate, at least, Republican sponsors of these bills are very adamant that they want Detroit lawmakers' support, because otherwise, look at the optics of that. You have a bunch of outstate Republicans making a very local decision about what's going to happen to these kids in Detroit. And so, you know, the idea of doing this sort of imposed solution that Detroit lawmakers aren't on board with, it doesn't look very good.
Jake, what assurances would people in Michigan have, you know, that Detroit public schools aren't going to end up in the same situation, you know, in another 10 years? Because these issues with Detroit public schools have been going on for a long time.
Yeah, and that's true. It's been true under full local control in DPS. It's also been true since 2009 when the state took over the district. So you're right. You know, lots of things have been tried over the years, and all of them have failed. So there really aren't any real assurances that can be made that the declining enrollment situation, the problem with, you know, just an unstable education environment in Detroit in terms of schools opening and closing and other things can be totally resolved. But there are some things, it sounds like, that Republicans, at least in the House, want to throw in there as some possible financial reforms. And right now, part of that is slowing the return to local control, which is going to be controversial because, again, the state has been in control of the district since 2009, and that hasn't fixed the problem either.
Jake Neer is state capitol reporter for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Thanks for coming on, Jake.
Oh, thanks so much, David.
And you're listening to Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio.